Hi, Michelle.
Hello. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
Great.
What's the word?
I'll tell you what. I am not nearly as knowledgeable as Chris.
Oh, yes, you are.
I hope my phone doesn't get out on me. It's beeping at me, so.
Okay, it's going to be, we'll get right to it. So tell me what the problem is.
Okay. I have lots of new cracks in my walls.
Okay.
Lots of cracks over a relatively short period of time, a couple of months. And so I seem to have many problems, but I'm not sure, or symptoms, but I'm not sure what the problem is.
How old is the house?
About 1915.
And
there's other things happening. I've got cement steps that have all, they're cracking, and the sidewalks are all cracking and getting uneven. I've looked, and there's breaking away of the foundation filler around the whole foundation. So there's just a lot of things going on, and I do have some soffit a little bit that's rotted away, and I remember him writing an article about roof rot that made me very nervous because I know that's a serious problem. So I just don't know what my problem is or how to proceed.
Okay, well here let's.
I have to do something.
Okay, well let's talk about the cracks in the interior plaster walls at first.
Yes.
First of all, a house that age, 1915, it's got old traditional plaster, and I imagine it's a wood frame house, what's the outside, brick?
It's brick.
Okay, so was the brick, do you know if the plaster, are the cracks more on interior walls or are they on the outside walls?
More on interior, but actually they're almost everywhere, but more on interior, and even...
And what's the biggest that a crack has gotten since you've seen it? Like, could you put a credit card in it?
Oh, yes. Some of them, but not all of them. A lot of them follow along, I want to say, not the baseboards, but the edge of the walls. Where the
wall goes into the corner?
Yes, where it goes into the corner, or there's a walk, you know, a doorway, or along the top where the wall meets the ceiling.
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Have you ever taken a tube of caulk and caulked a crack before? Because I want you to do a little experiment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wish I could do that, but...
Well, you can. Here's what you're going to do. You don't even need to buy a caulking gun. You can go to one of the local hardware stores, actually right down in Norwood there, down the street, is just a little bit past Buskin Bakery, is that Loesch Hardware?
I know right where that is.
Yeah, go in there, and they will have a tube. It actually looks like toothpaste.
Okay,
and
I've seen that.
Yeah, and it's a DAP. It'll be a DAP tub and tile caulk. And you just take a scissors and you snip the tip off, and don't snip too much. I don't want, you know, you can always snip more of the tip off.
That's true.
But I only want the tip to be about as the hole, once it's taken off, to be a little bit bigger than a toothpick, maybe two toothpicks.
Okay.
All right, now, then I just want you to squeeze that into one of those cracks in one of these areas, you know, about a 2 feet long, and just, you know, don't have a big mess, you know, where you have a lot of excess. But I want a little bit of excess, and I want you to take your finger,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to smooth it, and then right behind your finger, take a very tightly squeezed sponge. Take a sponge, put it in water, but squeeze all the water out.
All right.
And then take two passes with that sponge.
All right.
So that you've wiped all the excess caulk off the wall or the ceiling, so that
sure.
the only caulk that's left is right in the crack.
Right in the crack.
But don't push so hard that you make a depression, you know, like where you're taking too much caulk out of where you just caulked.
Sure, I understand.
All right, now, let's leave that alone for about a month, okay? And I want you to then call me back and tell me what's happening.
I can do that. So you don't think there's a concern with letting it go for 2 months?
No. I don't think I don't think that you're having major structural issues.
All right.
In a house just like within 30 days, unless something very strange is happening nearby, like if there's some type of landslide, if there's some kind of sewer trench work going on.
Okay.
There's nothing like that going on around your house, right?
Okay. Well, no that I know of. I was concerned because none of my neighbors are experiencing this.
Yeah. Houses are like our bodies. You have to understand they move. They have joints in them. They have moves.
They're going to shift.
What happens is that the wood framing that's in the walls actually,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's what we call hygroscopic, and what that means is that the wood it reacts in changes of moisture. So when wood gets wet, it typically swells.
Right.
Okay. So as the seasons change, and we go from those humid, hot summers here in town to the cold, dry winters. And let me tell you, we've had a very, very dry winter.
Okay.
I mean, it's been extremely dry. Okay, so what happens is that lumber in the walls, it just like loses moisture. It keeps losing more moisture, and it just starts shrinking up. And then you get these cracks that start appearing, and they go back and forth. I mean, in the summertime, the wood starts to swell, and the cracks get smaller.
Okay.
So I think that I don't think it's a major issue at this point. So
I hope not.
Well, just do that caulking, and then I want you to call me back in a month and tell me if the crack got worse where it caulked. That's what I want to know.
Okay, I know this is a separate question. Would that also affect the sidewalks and the cement steps in the same way?
Well, no. I mean, that's a different type of issue. That
right.
You could have all kinds of... What could be happening there is if you've got rainwater that's coming off the roof that is not being controlled, meaning it's not being captured by gutters, it's not being piped away by downspouts,
okay.
Or underneath the sidewalks, maybe the downspout lines are in drain pipes that have cracked or fallen apart,
okay.
And we're getting a little bit of erosion underneath the sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
There could be three or four or five different things that are causing those sidewalks to move and do what they do. And also add to that just what we call just regular movement, meaning we have had a few cold days. I mean, we had some cold weather back in December.
Sure.
January was very nice. Today it's a little bit low. But the thing is, if the ground freezes, if the soil freezes, it can lift up concrete slabs and it can cause them to crack. But we have not had that severe of a winter where I've seen a lot of what I call frost heave.
Sure,
you know,
I understand.
It can happen. I mean, that, you know, believe me. You could have a perfectly good concrete slab and have a very, very, very cold winter. And I've seen concrete slabs lift up an inch and a half, 2 inches.
Okay.
You can't hardly believe it. It's like holy moly.
Okay.
And if there's enough pressure on that, it'll just snap. It'll snap the concrete like a dry twig.
Understand.
So I
appreciate all this information.
Okay. Well, that's my job here.
Well, thank you.
Okay,
so
well, caulk, go down to Loesch, get some of that caulk, try that this afternoon or this morning.
I'll
and
do
then
it just as you said.
Give me a call back in a couple, 2-3 weeks.
Thank you so much.
All right, Michelle.
Thanks.
Have a great day. All right,
you
bye-bye.
Too.